Welcome to another CGRO Radio Community Interview. I'm Manuela and this is Local First. With the start of a new school year, team sport clubs are also starting a new season. The Prescott Russell Basketball Club is one of them. Since 1998, the club has offered basketball programming to girls and boys aged 5 to 19 in the Prescott Russell area, including Embrun, Limoges, Russell, Castleman, St. Albert, Metcalf, Winchester, Chesterville, Morwood and Marionville. The club is still looking for players for their house and competitive teams. Tryouts will take place next weekend. To learn more about the club activities, I reached out to Etienne Tovet, president of Prescott Russell Basketball Club, the Rockets.
The club is doing very well. Of course, we are always looking for new players and young people in our communities that are interested in basketball to join. We have different programs for ages 5 all the way up to 18 years old. We even have an adult league. So yes, we have competitive programs and we have recreational programs as well. The first one is our entry level junior Rockets for kids ages 5 to 7, and this for 1 hour per week on the weekend. And it's really an introduction to basketball. We get them to play a number of games. Sometimes there'll be schoolyard games, but we use basketballs and slowly we introduce them to the rules and the basics of basketball. So that's how we like indoctrinate kids to loving basketball. And as soon as they turn 8, well, then there's the two streams. There's the house league and then there's our competitive teams, the Rockets, where if you just want to keep playing for fun and just in a little bit of a more informal setting, then we have our house league that again, runs once a week with the opportunity to play some games against other house league clubs across the city. And our competitive stream, well, then that's the same as you would in any other sport. That comes with a bit more of a time commitment. So then you'll have your 2 or 3 practices a week. You'll have some league games, some tournaments in town and out of town. So this is for the kids that may be looking for a bit more of a challenge to keep developing their skills and go further in the sports. Yeah, we use a number of schools across Eastern Ontario. Unfortunately, the township decided not to build a gym in their center. So that made things a little bit more difficult for us, especially as the communities keep growing, the demand for sports facilities keeps increasing. Original plans had a gym in it, and we lobbied council to make it even bigger, to make it a double gym. They decided that they had other priorities and that was no longer going to be part of their plan. So right now we rely entirely on community use of schools. So we'll use high schools and elementary schools in Russell and Embrun, in Castleman. We even go as far as Hammond and Metcalf. And this year we may start using the high school in Chesterville as well. So we're spread a little bit across the region, but it also, I think it opens us up to certain kids in those communities that may not be able to travel as far for practices and games. Gives them an outlet that's a little bit closer. But yeah, because we are suburb and we are in a mostly rural area, the facilities are a little more spread out. So it's kind of the reality of living out our way. But for the most part, people don't seem to mind. And the quality of the programs just makes it worth the drive. Yeah, every year it's a challenge to make sure that we have enough gyms to run our lower programs. We have 400 kids playing on our various teams. So we'll have teams for all age groups, starting at U10, U12, U14, U16, all the way up to U19. So some years we'll have upwards of 10 or 11 competitive teams, and then we'll have 6 or 7 house league groups and our junior Rocket groups, plus our adult league that runs kind of independently on a Sunday night. It's a big undertaking. The adult league is for anybody 18 or older that wants to play. And we even had some players in their 60s that joined us. So it's all skill level. We try to keep it fun and fair for everyone. Can get a little spirited at times, but it's open to anyone who may have played basketball in the past and want to rekindle with the sports, or even for those that have never really given it up and just look for an outlet to get a little bit of a sweat on or going back to work on Monday. For the past few years, we've ran 6 teams. So it's a mini league and team gets to play against all the other teams a few times during the season. It's really more of a friendly gathering. We do have some refs and keep score, and it is definitely more structured than it would be for just a pickup basketball game, but it's really just for fun. So the league is Ottawa-wide. The Eastern Ontario Basketball Association covers a fairly large area. We have teams in Brockville and Kingston and Arnprior, Smith Falls, and all over Ottawa, Cornwall as well. So the league games, you can be traveling a little bit across Eastern Ontario, but sometimes it closes as Greeley or Orleans. We do have some home games as well. We like to invite people from the community to come out and cheer us on. Those games are in some of our home schools, but depending on the team, some teams in their beginning of year being, they will decide that they want to do more out of town tournaments. So they might travel to Toronto or Southern Ontario. Some go to Montreal, but it's definitely more traveling around than the house league would be, where you may have to drive into Ottawa once every 3 weeks, or just decide that you'd rather stay local and just play in our house league without participating in the city game.
Do you do fundraising? Do you want people to know and donate?
Absolutely. We do. Individual teams will do their own fundraising. Sometimes they'll sell chocolates, or I know the pizza was very popular 1 year. Some decide that they'd rather not participate, but as a club, we will have a few fundraising activities throughout the year, but we're also looking for sponsors. If somebody wanted to sponsor the club, we have a number of things that we can offer in exchange. We just secured a sponsor earlier this year, and they were kind enough to make a donation, and in exchange, we put their logo on some of our basketballs. Registrations are open right now. The tryouts for our competitive teams are going to start next weekend, so weekend of September 12th and 13th. We're encouraging anybody that may have young children or grandchildren or neighbors that love basketball. We encourage everybody to sign up. Boys side is always to be always fine, but getting girls interested in basketball has always been one of our greatest challenges. So if you know a young lady that may have some athletic abilities and wants to try basketball, we encourage everybody to sign up. And if House League or Junior Rockets is more of their interest, well, those programs start mid-October, so we still have a few weeks left before registration closes. And for all the details, people can go to PRBC, Prescott Russell Basketball Club, PRBCRockets.ca.